Hi, I'm Riel, and you're listening to Pick a Struggle.
Mga kapitbahay, sana all chismosa. This is Austin.
You do not cast. Hindi ko na ito talaga. I'm Riel. At ipaparinig namin sa inyo ang mga problema namin. Baka hindi niyo naman... baka hindi niyo naman problema. Ito ang...
Pick a struggle! Yay! Sabay na.
Oh my God, sabay tayo finally after 5 episodes. 6
episodes.
6 episodes. Oo,
kasi 7th na natin.
So hello, Al... Wait lang. So hello, Austin. Kumusta ka naman?
Okay naman. Actually, okay yung episode natin before with Justin about love relationship. Yung love languages, ganyan. Abangan nyo yung part na sinabi ni Justin about your... the least love language na gusto mo ma-receive.
Or more of, itanong nila sa mga kaibigan nila kung ano yung pinaka huli nilang love language at kung
yes.
Ginawa na ba nila yun sa kanilang SO.
Yes.
SO yun, di ba?
So, ano yung SO?
Soul significant Omen. Other.
Charot.
Significant other.
Ayun, yun pala yun. Okay. Jowa.
At speaking of significant other, at dahil nagsalita na siya.
Dalawa sila actually.
Oo. Papakilala na namin ang guest namin for
other people
this
dito. Ayan, so para ipakadalang guests natin for this episode, Austin, do the honors.
Ako ba?
Ikaw pala yung magagawa.
We have Alwin from Pop Emergency and Gabe from Mandaluyong.
Yay! Welcome, Gabe and Alwin.
Hi,
Alwin,
everyone!
Hi, guys. Hi to the listeners of Pick a Struggle.
And hi to all the constituents of Mandaluyong.
Yes!
Let's go, Mandavax!
Let's go, Mandavax!
So, yun na nga, Austin. Kumusta naman natin yung ano guests natin bago tayo mag-start with our topic for this episode. Alwin, how about...
I'm actually good. I'm having a great night with my gin.
Na nahulog yung yelo.
Right? Diba? From Gabe from Mandaluyong. So this is a really fun night. So I'm excited for this episode of Pick a Struggle.
Yes. Yeah. Nakailang banggit na tayo ng brand name natin.
Correct.
Mataas na yung SEO natin. Anyway.
Pag hindi nyo pa rin kami finalo, ewan ko na lang.
Hindi ko na talaga alam.
Correct.
But anyway, how about you, Gabe from Mandaluyong? Specifically, Irid Street.
Ayan. So I'm also drinking a gin made by me. From Mandaluyong.
Made by me, from me.
I know I like it.
Me to me.
Condolence to me. So,
yeah.
I have a question for the four of us. So, dahil related to sa topic natin, ano yung mga earliest memory or parang, ano yung sexual awakening nyo?
Ako kasi, hindi ako yung tipong walang nag-trigger na any literature for me to realize na hindi ako straight. Parang gano'n.
Mm.
Ang siguro ang naghudyot. Hudyot! Mali. Ang naghudyat.
Mm.
Tama ba?
Okay.
Ang naghudyat. Parang ang nag-signal na medyo hindi ka straight is yung time na during scouting kasi uso yung camping. Gano'n. Nung
ito
high school.
High school.
High school ako nito.
Okay.
Sorry. Tapos, tawag dito. Siyempre, camping, hello, all boys, like, what would you expect, ganyan. Tapos may mga kwentuhang panggabi, ganon. Tapos kinaumagahan, iba na yung ginagawa, ganyan. So, dun ko medyo na-realize na, parang, ah, okay, medyo na-enjoy ko siya, ganon.
What did you enjoy?
Yung una kasi parang it was, parang touch-touch lang, ganon.
Oh.
Diba? Like, may nangyari talaga dun sa... Tama ba?
Oo, may nangyari.
Okay.
Pero hindi ganun ka like...
You guys were exploring.
Exploring,
oh,
correct.
Okay.
So parang try natin, ganyan. So ko, ah okay, nagustuhan ko siya, ganun. Tapos at first, syempre parang deny ka pa. High school pa tayo nun eh. And then hindi pa ganun ka laganap yung topic about LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
So ang una mong instinct is to deny. Na parang...
Tatanan ba kung anong year yun?
2010 or 2011.
Oh, okay. Hindi pa ganun
hindi
ka naganap. Yung
progressive.
Parang, hindi pa ganun ka progressive yung media.
Hindi
natin,
pa ma so. Hindi pa ma-Twitter noon. Wala pa.
Right. Yeah.
So yun. So doon ko na realize.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw, Alvin.
I was 5 when I watched Mulan and I
Which one? The live
channel? No.
5
ba? 5 ga, 'di ba? Boba lang.
Yeah, exactly. The, I said exactly to the boba lang. Is that allowed?
Allowed okay. Yon.
Okay na ba?
Alright, so yeah, I was 5 and it was the first time I watched Mulan and then napanood ko yung parang nag-eyeliner tapos binibihisan siya. Sabi ko, wow, she's beautiful. And it's not something like parang I like her. I want to be like her. So, more of that and I got exposed with Britney Spears at a very young age. So,
yep.
Ayun. Yung mga ganong visuals yung parang nag-open ng eyes ko as to who I want to become at a very young age. Ayun.
Na medyo taliwas dun sa assigned sex mo at birth.
Correct, correct. Okay. So, ayun. Matagal ah. It was really a struggle for me knowing who I am because mahirap maintindihan.
Yep.
When you're 5 or 6 and nobody will explain that to you. So, I think more of that we'll get later in the episode. So yeah, how about you, Gabe from Mandaluyong?
specifically from Iris
Tree. Alright,
so yes. Gabe from Mandaluyong, Iris Tree. Yes. Alright, so what was your first encounter sa sexual awakening?
Wait lang, do we get parameters first on what sexual awakening is?
Pwede naman, oo nga. So parang more of kung ano yung time or kung kailan yung first time mo na na-realize na
Hindi ka hetero.
Or at least okay. You became aware of the different spectrums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The entire spectrum pala rather.
So, yeah. Okay, so I think I would start with some background muna. So I mostly grew up with girls, sisters, cousins. So ako lang yung usually ako lang yung lalaki. Pero so I grew up playing with dolls din ganun. Pero I wouldn't say that I knew by then na I was not heterosexual. Kasi until about mid-college,
correct.
I thought I was straight. Nagkaroon ng girlfriends, yeah. Even sexual experiences with girls. So, I think my first sexual awakening, like, considering our parameters na, first time na ma-realize mo na hindi ako heterosexual would be probably when I downloaded Grindr. I mean, kasi parang at that point, anything...
You got curious.
Yeah, anything before that point was denial or parang I thought na parang, okay, maybe...
Face lang.
Maybe nagugokuan lang ako sa mga boys or maybe... Ayun, parang na-attract lang ako pero hindi ako gay. Pero... Okay. After I got curious, download the Grindr, tapos, okay, there's a whole world to this. Parang, there's all
parang, world to explore. Parang may kasama ka kasi, like, yeah, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think at that point, that was it.
Ayun. So, tanungin niyo din ako.
Yeah. Sorry. Ikaw ba, Riel? How about you?
Ako, honestly, hindi ko like, sobrang vivid pa pagbalinaw.
Yeah.
Vivid pa yung memory ko actually. Vivid yung memory ko nung I think isa yun sa mga first computers namin na parang meron kasi kaming computer tapos bago lang yon kasi parang nasira yung dati ko na sobrang daming context. Anyway, nagpo-browse ako ng Friendster tapos so dahil nga bago yung computer namin, syempre nung time na yun parang sobrang dami users ng Friendster, ganyan. Like, yun yung uso dati. Hindi pa na-edit like with games yun dati. So, di ba uso yung papad ng profile picture, ganyan. Yeah. I think that was in 2008, 2007.
Dial-up pa ata. And,
oo, dial-up pa, DSL. DSL, di ba? Pwede di DSL. Bayan din nga namin. Tapos may nakita ko random na person. Tapos, alam kong poser siya, pero tinignan ko yung photo niya kasi para siyang guy siya na may wings. Tapos naka topless.
Okay.
Parang sabi ko, tapos tinira siya matagal. Tapos parang sabi ko,
VS Angel siya.
VS Angel siya. Pero yun, parang sabi ko, like, feeling ko may nararamdaman ako inside.
Ah.
Pero hindi ko lang alam kung sure ba ako doon.
Yeah, correct.
Parang eventually, like, so, jumping to 2017 na, parang at that time naman yung nagkaroon ako ng first girlfriend in 2016 tapos which was my only relationship right like as of the moment tapos after a while nagbreak kami for another reason. Tapos dun na ako nag-try na
guys,
i-explore yung other path.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, tapos eventually nalaman ko na I like guys, like I also get attracted to men. Tama ba? Pero after a while, I got attracted to women pa din.
Okay.
So, which was our last episode, di ba? Di ba nga, gawin ba? So yun,
So bisexual na?
Yeah, I suppose I am. Parang hindi ko din ganun kasi, hindi ako nag-worry about it right now eh. Parang secured naman ako sa sarili ko. Parang as long as kung may maramdaman ako with another
whoever
person.
Whoever comes.
Di ba? Yun nga eh. Parang
wow.
Whatever comes up. Yun lang. Parang hindi ko na siya winnowery ngayon. Pero yun, that was my sexual awakening, I guess.
Pero obviously naman, sa episode na to, lahat kami bakla. Pero ang tanong ko lang is, being raised in a heteronormative home, ano yung naging ideals or ano yung naging tradition or ano yung naging thoughts ng magulang natin when we were being raised dun nga sa napapalibutan tayo ng heterosexual
street people.
Most
especially na nasa Catholic country tayo. Naalala mo yung last episode natin na nabanggit natin yung pagtakip ng mata kapag may mga napapanood sa TV na, diba?
Na-bold.
I think part yun ng part yun ng being raised in a heteronormal home.
Heteronormative conservative home.
Home, yes.
So, heteronormative home. So I would start first by saying that I grew up in a broken family. So up until now, I still haven't met my father. But we're communicating, pero I mean in the physical sense, like di kami nag-meet physically. So I think it's a large factor na wala akong
father figure.
Uh-huh. So I think yung heteronormative upbringing,
were there instances like your mom tell you that told you na huwag yan kasi pang lalaki or pang babae yan, things like that, yung mga mas simple
things.
Saan ka naka-pink,
ganyan?
Yeah.
I think from my mother specifically, parang wala siya masyadong ganong remarks.
Wow.
Wala siya masyadong ganong remarks. I think mostly because preoccupied din siya sa work and anything. So, parang yung kasama lang din namin sa bahay is mostly katulong. Mm-hmm. Tapos, ayun. I think the heteronormative upbringing would come, I think, from exterior factors.
Yep.
Social factors. Maybe,
societal.
Maybe, for me, maybe sa mga classmates, ganun. Mm. So, syempre, inaasar na medyo malambot. Mga ganun.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the case for me. Like, hindi naman siya ganun sa family. Kasi, hindi na naman ganun ka-religious yung mom ko.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, nagsisimba lang kapag may time or kapag Christmas, New Year.
May occasion.
Occasion.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think that's it for me.
Ako naka-relate ako kay Gabe kasi yung wala rin ako masyadong father figure nung lumaki. I mean, broken fam siya pero hindi ko nakilala. I mean, kilala ko dad ko. Like, nakikita ko siya pero
Growing up,
hindi ganun kadalas.
The guidance is not there.
Hindi hands-on, mm-hmm. etc.
Yeah.
Pero yung heteronormative talaga, na-feel ko siya kay mom na parang bakit ka ganito, pambabae yan, or bakit
pare
ka ganito?
Mom, gusto ko lang sabihin.
Diba?
Pare.
Ewan ko sa kanya. Edit out
Papa.
Mamang.
Bakit?
And, parang sa kanya ko natutunan lahat ng mga mali. Yung mga traditional na ideologies in
na
heteronormative homes na dapat hindi na nag-foster. Wah!
Okay.
Hindi na dapat nag-exist yung mga ganung mindset or
correct.
Ideals rather. Uh-oh. Yeah.
So parang tapos nag-college pa ako UST, alam niyo naman sa
Catholic
UST
school.
Ko. Kung kahit ang sabi nga nila kapag lalo mong pine-pressure yung estudyante sa loob ng UST with the ideals and traditions, lalo yung kumakawala.
Which is a general thought then for a lot of people.
Correct.
Di ba?
Yeah.
For the,
sa Catholic school din kasi ako nag-elementary
ayun.
School.
Oo. So, doon din nagsimula, co-ed? Or?
Yeah, co-ed.
Mm-hmm. So doon din nagsimula yung parang, ay, ladies first, or
yeah,
ano ba yung mga yun?
Right.
Parang hindi dapat pinagubuhat ng gamit ng babae.
Yung uniform ng babae hanggang, like, yung sobrang haba ng damit, di ba? Sobrang...
Like, bawal ka magpakita ng skin. Ang lalaki pwede mag-shorts, babae hindi.
Totoo.
So, parang ikaw.
Hindi, actually, bago mag-start si Alvin, may question ako for the two of you. Parang hindi ata relevant sa ito. Meron, so,
sorry na.
Hindi ata relevant sa ito, sorry. Alvin. Sorry. Kakat ka ta.
Naka-dumb bitch mode siya.
Naka-dumb bitch mode siya. Sorry. So, for context, sa ating pickers. So, pickers pala lang yun.
Oo,
official talaga, no? Pickers.
Hindi ba strugglers?
Hindi, yung strugglers kayo. Yung mga, ano, yung mga guests.
Mga guests na.
Pickers yung listeners. Okay na ba? Yun. So, kung, let's say, I mean, is it safe to say na you have daddy issues?
Define. Like nagki-crave ako ng ano.
You have a problem with your relationship with your dad.
The fact na nagkulang yung bigay niya, parang ganun. Ako naman. Kasi sinusuport pa rin niya kami financially.
But emotionally.
Emotionally,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Emotionally, wala. Zero.
So, zero. So, yes.
Pero kasi, lumaki ako sa household na hindi ganun ka-warm. Hindi ganun ka-expressive.
Yeah.
So, parang nasanay ako. Na hindi ako tumatanggap ng words of affirmation, physical touch. Walang ganun. Zero.
Kaya yung so, level of, ano, yung love language mo, mababa yung...
Kaya love language ko, mababa yun. Sa pinaka-ilalim yun.
Yeah. Okay.
Ayun.
How about you?
Ako would say yes. Like a resounding yes.
Okay. Wow.
Rinig sa buong Mandaluyong.
Sa buong Metro Manila. Hindi, kasi, ewan ko, I still have a lot to, I have a lot to unpack with my dad. Mm-hmm. With my relationship with my dad. Kasi, ewan ko, basta, I just find it unfair that, basta kasi, he got to marry, he got to remarry, pero my mom, she's living with my stepfather now. Pero, she still has no opportunity to remarry because annulment, all that issues. So, ayun. So, I still have a lot to unpack with it. So, marami pa akong issues sa kanya. And I still haven't met him. So, ewan ko. Parang...
Pero nasa Pilipinas siya?
No, he's in LA.
Yun. Yun lang. Kaya may ano yung remarrying for his dad. Mas madali.
Yeah. He's in the United States. Kaya, ewan ko. May physical barrier to our meeting together. Pero, kaya... Sometimes I find myself thinking about or fantasizing how it would go about
correct.
The meeting. Kasi my sister, she got to meet my dad na 2 years ago. Nung nag-remarry nga siya, naka-attend yung sister ko. Nakapunta siya dun sa US. But I didn't. So, ayun. So, ewan ko. I have... Daddy issues.
So, mainly kayo sa daddy.
I'm shy openly.
Di ba ganun daw yun?
Oo nga. Sabi, pero ako...
Totoo ba yun? For
hindi,
the
hindi ko siya preference. Okay. Hindi like yung tipong kapag may hilera dyan na lalaki, pipiliin ko yung tatay. Hindi naman.
I mean, no, like yung the type. Like, alam mo naman yun eh.
No din.
Okay. Wala lang. Na-curious ako kasi di ba parang a lot of people say na when you have parang you have a certain preference for daddy types, parang you have
automatic
daddy issues.
I would say yes.
Really? Then,
kasi
with the resounding yes.
With the resounding yes, narinig sa buong NCO.
Yeah, I mean, parang right now dating preference ko is someone older, and judging by my sexual history,
puro tatay.
Hindi mo puro tatay.
Oh my god.
Puro tatay. Basta. For I think the median age would be, I think, 30 something.
Interesting.
Okay lang yun.
Oo.
Basta.
Median na pala yun.
Yeah. Median.
Median
age. Yeah.
So average.
Average.
Kasi
median.
So it's significantly, and I'm 25, so it's significantly older than me.
Right.
Like, by more than
ako
5
same.
Years.
30 din. Pero nagkakataon
sexual
lang
history?
Na... Yeah.
Okay.
30 din. Like, pero nagkakataon lang na hindi ko talaga sila preference. I mean, titi eh. I mean...
What?
Yeah. Gets mo ba?
It's available. It's there.
Titi. Yun eh. I mean, yun lang naman yung habol ng hookup na yun eh. Pero hindi naman dahil tatay siya kaya ako siya inan. Parang gets.
Yeah, pero for the record, wala pa akong naging jowa na...
Above 30 or
more than 5 years my age.
Sige nga, shoutout mga sa ex. Charot.
I don't know. Maybe.
Si Alwin, tanongin natin.
What?
Yung...
Preference ba? Daddy din
preference
ba?
Preference mo.
No.
Being raised in a heteronormative home.
Ako naman. It was really a strict family before, I guess. Because I grew up with my grandparents. My lolo is your typical mestizo Spanish guy.
Traditionalist.
Yeah, very traditional. And at the same time, anong tawag dito? Wala kong ano eh, walang lalaki sa pamilya na yun kung hindi siya lang. So parang padre de familia talaga. Then I have my lola, my tita, my cousins as well, babae silang lahat. So yeah. I was raised in a family where women actually dominate the household, but the last say would come from a male patriarch. So laging the voices, even though they're so loud, they're overpowered by just one man, diba? So I remember back then playing a Beyonce song like super out loud, like on surround, and then my grandfather would stop it because
sorry, may surround.
Right.
Sorry.
Yun.
Yeah. Dolby Atmos.
Yeah.
Dolby Atmos.
On surround. I was playing that, and then my grandfather automatically press stop, and I'm like, why did you do that? I asked my lolo back then.
Alam ng lolo yung ano, no, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oo nga, baka nakikinig din siya.
Right.
Eh kung magpili ako ng Shaka Khan, bakit? Titigil ba niya?
Yeah, and then he said, don't play girly songs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Tapos ako...
Ano naging reaction mo nun?
I was shocked. Like, parang, oh really? A Beyonce song is a girly song? Something like that?
But anong song to, by the way?
Single Ladies. Yeah, it's 2008. Yeah,
2008.
I was 15. I was 15 back then. But also before that, I remember I was not allowed to go outside to play with my kapitbahay.
Yeah.
Kasi...
Kapitbahay.
Right, on brand.
Period.
Anyway, so I was not allowed to play with them because I remember parang narinig yata ng lolo at lola ko na inaasar ako. Na bakla ako. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. Then I cried. I remember I cried, and then pumasok na lang ako sa loob. And then from that moment, they said, my lolo said, "Huwag ka na lumabas, dito ka na lang." Kanyan. That was him becoming protective,
yeah.
Because he doesn't want people to pick on me or things like that. But yeah, it was really not really a struggle, but a challenging time for me living in that kind of household. Na parang very repressed ka, and at the same time, I was outside sa school kung saan nurtured naman yung parang how I express myself,
right.
And then I present myself the way I want to present myself, and then pag uwi, like you have to tone it down.
Uh-oh. Because you shift agad
right,
yung persona mo,
na parang
straight ako ulit.
Na parang, not really straight, but you know what, yung parang acceptable. Tolerable.
To add to what Alvin said kanina nga, na parang yung lolo daw niya is parang pinoprotektahan ka sa loob ng bahay. Siguro it also stems from yung kahihiya.
Correct.
Kahihiyan ka.
And what so, would other people
ayaw
would say?
Correct.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah, so, things like that.
But can I add more dun sa daddy issues?
Go ka ba?
I think it's not a reach to say naman na it's a common thing among gay men, right?
Yung hindi naman.
I think for me at least is parang why it's very common among young gay men. It's kasi nga a lot of young gay men has daddy issues.
That's parang
they either have a bad relationship with their fathers or no relationship at all. Kaya
pero I don't think it's scientifically proven.
Right.
Na
yeah.
It follows na dahil wala kang tatay, bakla anak mo. Parang
not really.
Yeah.
I mean, nagkataon lang. Parang why many gay men have
right
daddy issues. Mm-hmm. Parang kasi dahil nga ganung sa ganung factors, they resort to taking out on themselves romantically.
Right. Yes.
So, doon lang sila naghahanap ng
meron akong
mentor
friend,
your figure, ganun.
Parang lumaki naman siya sa normal family, hindi naman broken, ganyan. Pero ang nagkataon na kasi apat sisters niya, tapos siya yung bunsong lalaki.
Yeah.
So, naging factor yung parang super binibaby siya, like very bibo, ganyan. So ngayon, like, doon niya ata nakuha yung pagiging flamboyant niya.
Mm-hmm.
So hanggang sa naging yun nga, parang sabi niya gay daw siya.
I think ganun. I got that from that din. Na parang the household talaga kasi puro babae siya. So I was not exposed to masculine things like basketball. So parang all my life, siguro growing up, mas nanonurture yung creative side ko. So I don't want to say that my creative side is feminine, but yeah, I guess so. But yung mga normal things that boys actually do, I don't have that. I'm not exposed to those. I did grow up liking sports or boxing or kung meron man. It's a very, ano ba? Limited time kapag may laban si Pacquiao, everyone's watching that, right?
But
Filipino pride.
Oh, on a regular day, I don't have any access to these normal things that boys do.
Correct, true. At ikaw, Riel, ano naman sa'yo mo dun?
Ako naman, kasi nung bata ako, madalas akong iwan sa bahay. So, madalas akong mag-isa. So, ang madalas akong ginagawa, buting-ting ng mga bagay. Only child ako. Pagka bumulong.
Only child ka, diba?
Ulitin natin. Hindi ko edit yun. Ulitin mo.
Ah, sige. Only Riel. Child ka, diba?
De, dapat Riel.
Riel? Only child
ka. Austin? Oo. Yeah, so, only child kasi ako. Tapos madalas wala yung parents ko. Kasi yung mom ko nga, I think in the previous episodes, nabanggit ko na madalas siyang umalis ng bahay. Hmm. Yung dad ko naman, nag-work. At workaholic yung tatay ko. Even at home ginagawa. Nagtatrabaho. So, I don't get a chance to makipag-bond sa kanila.
Yeah.
So, ako lang talaga. So, even yung mga household chores na na-enjoy ko ngayon, yung mga...
By the way, guys, single si Riel.
At,
but
anyway. So, yun, parang may liga akong gumawa ng bagay on my own. So, dahil doon, marami akong bagay na nade-discover on my own then. So, pag lumalabas ako, mga kalaro ko, usually kasi yung mga babae,
yeah.
Tapos nakikita ko sa nilalaro ng paper dolls. Tapos naalala nyo, may face kasi, hindi mo to alam, Austin, dahil cable TV gay ka.
Sheltered gay.
Sheltered gay. But, may face na sumikat yung Encantadia. Tapos pinipili kong character. Sabi ko, wait, napipiliin ko ba si yung character ni Alfred Vargas ata, si Akil? Parang gano'n. Or, si Pirena.
Sangre Pirena, Supremacy Police.
Tapos yun, parang, tapos parang I ended up ata na si Pirena pa din pinili ko. Tapos yung dalawa yung ano, dalawang spa. Oo, as usual.
Wait, context. Pirena is the girl na may pakpak.
Fire!
May walang may pakpak.
Sorry! Wala, may... Hindi, meron.
Meron, may pakpak. May isang pakpak.
May pakpak si Anja?
Yung headgear niya. Yung headgear niya.
Kala ko dito.
Dito lang, yung pakpak niya.
Correct.
Avatar could never. Yung avatar na ano, ang. Yan. But anyway, so yun, parang yun yung mga bagay. But then, also, may mga kalaro din akong lalaki na naglalaro kami. Alala ko talaga, sorry. Kailangan kong kwento. Naalala ko yung kalaro kong lalaki. Alam nyo ba, sobrang weird niya kasi minumumog niya yung bubbles tapos binoblow niya yung bubbles out of his mouth.
Did you do that too?
I did.
You did?
Oo. Oh. Well, buhay pa naman ako. As in, sobrang, oh my God.
Kaya ka ganito, Rie.
That's why... Oh my God.
Sobrang unsettling man. But anyway,
wait
lang.
Bubbles, ito yung desaksak na.
Right.
Oh my God, di ba ano yun? Toxic yun?
Alam mo bakit? Kasi eto na, nakapanood kasi kami ng, nasa bahay kami nun, bahay ko ata, bata pa ako ha, nanood kasi kami ng Powerpuff Girls.
Oh.
Tapos, may episode doon na, kinakain niya yung bubbles, ginagawa niya. Ginawa niya din. So, ginawa ko.
So, the guy was a straight guy?
I suppose. I mean, bata pa.
Kababata.
Alright.
Tapos, that same person, inaayaw niya akong maglaro ng basketball palagi. At nakapaglaro akong basketball. Marunong. Eh, matangkad ako eh, nung bata ako. So, nakapaglaro ng basketball. Marami akong nalaro na panlalaki. But then, meron din akong nalaro ng pambae. Like paper dolls, yung pagpapalaya ng pirena, ganyan-ganyan.
When you say pambabae, ito yung societal.
Societal standards.
We don't mean na...
Yes.
Okay. Kasi merong straight men na naglalaro ng dolls. Meron din straight girls na nagbabasketball.
Yeah. Totoo naman. Oh. So parang ito yung more of how society perceives based on culture. But yun, I guess yun yung ano ko, yun yung share ko nung ano, being raised in a heteronormal home. So, alam niyo parang nababanggit ng mga tao na kailangan pag bakla ka, magaling ka. Kasi bakla ka na nga, diba?
Correct. Pick a struggle.
Oh, pick a struggle. Pick a struggle, sis. Oh my God.
Pick a struggle, sis.
Diba? Parang,
may exception. May ano, may something exceptional.
Oo, dapat something. Alam mo ba, parang noong 2019, meron akong ano, documentary, Intersections. Feeling ko, nagawa ko siya just to
prove
myself more interesting. Parang ganon.
So, noong 2019 po, desperada po si Riel.
So, yun.
For the record.
But yun. Kayo, what's your take on that, Alvin?
I feel like kasi there's always this afterthought that we are just gays.
Just
gays. Like, parang bakla ka, parang engineer ka, pero bakla ka, arkitekto ka, pero bakla ka. So, we always have to have that buy-in so that people will respect us or recognize us. And I think most of us experience that. And I believe that marami ding hanggang ngayon, even though we had big steps already on recognizing these people from the community, meron pa din tayong ganung pag-iisip. Kasi dine-demand natin yung acceptance from these people. So I think doon din ako nanggagaling eh. I became really active at school ever since I was in high school.
Orgs, like yung mga
great. I was so busy doing that. I was dancing, I was writing, I was singing, I was leading a group. Diba? I did a lot of things so that people would actually like look past or see pass through me na I'm not just your regular na bakla. Diba? I'm not discrediting all the people out there na bakla and they're not doing something more. But in the environment that I grew up, it has to be like that. There's always to be like something that would add value to my worth as a person. So high school and then moving forward to college, I was in engineering and it was really a male dominated community, right?
UST pa.
In a Catholic school. At the same time, like, your professors like would do like stupid gay jokes, something like that, diba? Right? So I have to have something kung saan makikiusap kayo sa akin, na may kailangan kayo sa akin.
They would notice it for something else.
Yeah.
Not just
for existing, period.
Yes.
But me having these kinds of capabilities. So it was like that. And moving forward, graduating, experiencing those, meron pa pala. Because in the workplace, there's also that kind of challenge. Like parang, kapag bakla ka, bawal ka maging ganito, maging ganyan.
Kasi bakla ka na nga.
Right. Or rather, meron din times na ipapagawa naman sa'yo lahat kasi creative ka dahil nga bakla.
And
diba?
I hate that because why do we have to have that sense of
stereotype?
Right. And at the same time, yung ano natin, yung push natin for people to actually validate our existence, especially from normative standards, and at the same time from these heterosexuals, we always do that eh. We always feel like kailangan
ma-recognize tayo ng mga
recognize,
straight.
Tanggap tayo, and masyado nating binibigyang importansya yung respeto ng mga taong ito.
Correct.
And hindi lang ako yun. Ang dami natin na kailangan natin kumayod, dumoble. Diba? I always say na when women have to do twice what men are doing, gay people, queer people have to do twice as women.
Correct.
Ibig sabihin,
Four times.
Ooh,
math.
Diba?
Para mahigitan yun. Right? Or parang mas
para lang
mapantayan.
For them, what? Doing the bare minimum.
Correct.
Right? Na parang, pag sila, kapag sinabi nilang, that's a fucking yes. That's a good yes for them. But when a gay guy says yes, it's just, really? You say that?
Correct.
Parang, ano, walang bigat. So, doon nang gagaling yun. These are from oppression and discrimination all throughout our lives. Yeah. Nung bata tayo, nung nag-aaral tayo, nung nagtatrabaho tayo, diba? So, even on the little things, even when you are on a family reunion that hindi naman talaga natin kakilala, diba? Parang, you have to have something, a badge, a medal that you are wearing every day just for people to actually accept you. Just correct. For people to actually respect you
para
for who you are.
Para hindi mapag-usapan na bakla.
Oo, na parang, ay hindi, okay lang yan. Ang galing niya eh. Oo. Diba? Pero at the same time, sino ka kapag wala kang ganyan?
Correct.
Who are you when you are finally with yourself and not even like trying hard to become good at something?
Correct.
Diba? So kapag ba ako, pinili ko yung buhay na regular, normal, at hindi ko ginagalingan bilang isang professional, bilang isang tao, re-respetuhin mo pa din ba ako? I think that is a very existential question, not just for everyone who is part of the community, but also sa straight guys,
yeah.
Straight people, diba?
Ako, I affirm yung sinabi ni Alwin na parang, ano yung sinabi mo?
Oh, diba? Ang haba nun. Sari sa amin lang same.
Oh, diba? Hindi, gusto ko sabihin na parang ang sa akin lang kasi, hindi ko hinihingi yung validation ng mga straights. For example, accomplished ako, kunyari lang, if ever, maging accomplished architect ako, I don't owe it to the straights na nagka-lisensya ako ganito. Pumasa ako ng architectural licensure exam kasi gusto ko itong ginagawa ko. Hindi dahil ipi-please ko kayo, hindi dahil
about your,
correct, hindi
your
dahil class. Humihingi ako ng validation from others, ganyan, yeah. Kasi yung identity natin as tao, it should be respected, mm-hmm. Na parang regardless kung anong gender expression or identity mo, mapa-straight ka or bakla, dapat andun yung respect, kasi punot dulo ng lahat, tao tayo, yun. Sa dami, actually sinabi na lahat ni Alvin, pero yun lang yung gusto kong i-share.
No. Parang sinabi mo naman na, sige Alvin, thank you. Next, charot. Yeah. But anyway, okay lang, funny naman.
Ikaw, Riel.
Ako na pala. Oh, okay. Actually, wala akong ganong experience because, number one, I came out a bit later in life. Like 21, 22? 22,
so it was a long time for you experiencing the normalcy of life.
And even up to this day, I think I feel like some of the ideals and mindsets that I have.
They call that passing, still, right?
They
call that okay.
Yeah.
Passing. Parang ano ka?
Like you're not that femme enough to be clocked. As gay.
Right.
Well, not anymore, kasi ko 20. Parang I think 20.
Passing.
Male passing. Parang pasado like, ka sa standard.
Street passing.
Right.
Like, no one would actually think na
bakla ka? Ganon. Something like
that. Ah, talaga? Parang masyashock yung mga tao.
So ganon pa.
Yes.
Well, I don't think right now ganon pa rin ako. Kasi feeling ko 2020 took out all the masculinity in me. Like, comfortable na ako with being feminine. Like, hindi naman, like, I don't feel like I'm feminine enough. Pero feeling ko, nailabas ko yung feminine side ko. Like
you're more comfortable now.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable
expressing your feminine.
Yes, agree. So parang, so ganun nga. Pero since yun nga, I came out later in life. And dahil nga, I feel like I'm still bisexual.
But hindi siya face ah.
Yeah, it's not a face. Yeah. Yes. Parang I still...
Baka naman ganun ka talaga.
Oo, kasi even up to this day. Parang tama ba kasi even up to this day. I still get attracted to women.
Okay.
Parang it's just that I prefer men right now.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, wala lang.
And meron talaga siyang meron akong friend in college na parang nagsiswitch, bisexual siya, tapos nagsiswitch yung preference niya daily. Parang ganun.
Daily.
Like
single siya.
Hindi, may girlfriend siya ngayon.
Okay.
Ang bilis na
daw. And that's valid.
Valid siya. Pero alam mo yun, parang hindi porke bisexual ka, anytime, pwede mong ayain na parang, bisexual ka, di ba? Tara, ganyan.
Yeah.
May preference sila at that exact moment.
And you know what? Parang, ang hirap nun for me as well, kasi right now ha, I feel like, yung attraction ko with men and women, feeling ko mas malaki talaga yung men. Ang hirap nun for me when I date someone, tapos, they ask me about it. May ganun pa rin akong nararamdaman, which I'm not sure kung paano ko siya dapat i-approach.
Kaya ba ako sexual?
Yeah, pero kasi parang may part sa akin na
are you more into men?
No, not really. Parang do I owe you this na parang oh, parang can I just like you for you ganyan parang ah, alam mo yon
or baka pansexual ka
maybe siguro ganun na kasi I honestly get attracted naman to
anyone.
Parang yung point ko is you don't get attracted to the gender naman.
Yeah.
Sa utak ka na attract, sa personality ka na.
That's may pansexuality.
Ganun, pansexual yeah, yeah,
yeah. I guess I can call
but maybe wala ka pa dun sa
it's a lot of learning and unlearning for us to understand.
It's a lot of exploration.
Yes. Totoo. And ano din eh, parang basta I don't hinder myself from liking someone.
Alam mo, nakaka-relate ako dun sa sa shinare mo regarding being a straight passing guy. Because I wouldn't say that I'm very masked, pero I'm not the most femme
like,
either.
Like from the outside, people are not gonna like call you out.
Clock you about right. On your end.
So parang, di ba sabi ko nga, I shared before that I only got curious at around college. So that's about late. That's pretty late for maybe for a gay, for a gay boy. So, and I did have sexual experiences with girls, so I'm also a bit bi, I think. Pero I think I identify more ngayon as gay. Mm. Pero umbrella term naman kasi
fluid.
Yeah. Yeah. So
familiar. I sige go. Sorry.
So yun. So pero I think ano, I think this topic itong topic natin the notion that gays have to do their best. I think it's magnified more on feminine gays. Kasi
being
straight passing, coming from the experiences of being straight passing, sobrang privileged nun na pagiging straight passing mo. Kasi hindi ka kukutsain, hindi ka halata.
Oh my God. Some people are still calling me bro. Parang, oh my God, I can't say the word. Like, I can't even call you back
yung bro kasi naging term na siya na ginagamit mostly ng mga straight
people.
Yeah.
At dahil nagkakaroon ng stereotype, hindi na natin siya ina-associate with gay people. Mm-hmm.
Kaya na this ano, this parang this topic, it opens another topic na about
I like it that it's from different places because ako naman I experienced like parang even though I was like 12 or 13, the way I strut or the way I walk, it's very feminine. The way I speak up to now, right? Yeah. Parang nandun na it's buong-buo na bakla ko. May pamintang buo. Meron
bakla
ang buo.
Yung pamintang matangkad. Oh my God, share ko lang. So housemates kasi kami ni Gabe. Ako yung sinabi ko. Yeah, housemates kasi kami ni Gabe. Tapos, sabi niya sa akin, Riel, bili ka naman ng paminta. Yung matangkad, sabi ko nung una nag-process pa ako. Parang nalis ko, oo nga naman, yung matangkad din yung gusto ko, sabi ko. Yes, Austin, nakanganga po ngayon si Austin.
Hindi ko gets.
Okay.
Paminta.
Lalaki na eh.
Na matangkad.
Oh.
Lalaki, gay men na.
So,
gay man
pero ang ibig niyang sabihin is bumili ka ng paminta.
Paminta, yun lang.
Yeah. Parang sinin
yun lang
yung
term
yung
mo.
Okay. Sinin ko lang yung joke.
Yun yung joke.
Pero pinapabili ko lang yun ng paminta. Kasi wala lang kaming paminta.
Okay.
So, para sa mga nakikinig dyan, welcome pa rin kami tumanggap ng mga
Pamintang matangkad.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, pero ano, I wanna ask you, Alwin. Kasi medyo, I think I would disagree dun sa sinabi mo na gay men have to do it 4 times than women.
Uh-oh.
I mean
4 times than men.
4 times than men. Pero 2 times than women.
Yeah.
Parang
do the math.
Parang na. Hey, men, that's 2 times yung women. Yes. Men, women have to do it 2 times.
That's how so oppressed men, we are. But you have a good point onto that. If he is a male
passing,
right?
You're
basically privileged, diba?
But so I think medyo sweeping lang yung point. Pero I get it.
Maganda rin yung point niya na
yun. Gay-femme. Yun yung ibig
maybe,
sabihin.
Yeah.
Gay-femmes have it a lot worse. Kasi, especially if you're trans.
Yeah, diba? Iba pang layer yun, diba? So there's a lot of segments that are
and wala pa dyan yung class. Right? Like if you're not born into a wealthy family.
Ang daming layers when it comes to just people accepting you for existing. Okay. I think that is that. Diba? I like what he said and I would like to agree onto that. Na,
you affirm that.
Oh yes. Kasi totoo naman, kapag halimbawa sa office, you know, in a corporate setting, and halimbawa, ikaw, hindi ka halata, quote-unquote, people won't mind.
Yeah,
like, parang, it's just a regular or a normal
interaction. Pero once na nagpakita ka ng moment.
Yeah.
Pero small or, facet lang yung pagiging bakla niya kung hindi naman siya halata.
Or honestly, people can also be curious about you, so they put their focus on you. Like, they, parang tinitignan ka nila palagi. So parang, ah, so kung ganito yung, kung ganito ka, ah, okay lang bang gawin mo? Tapos ang dami ng tanong galing sa'yo. Pero, actually, parang na-experience ko yon at one point at work. So parang when I told someone na ganito yung ginagawa ko, or parang I get attracted to women and men, parang
You get magnified.
Oo, I get parang, ah, si Riel, ayun, pwede si Riel, ganyan, okay lang siya, single yun. Parang kung, di ko naman sinabi kareto mo, kayo parang,
yeah,
alam mo
but,
parang,
yeah, but yeah. I think we have to give it to them as people who are also uneducated on how this thing works. And maybe right now, if you were a straight person listening to this podcast, about these are four people having different experiences. And ang ganda ng dynamics na merong isang tao dito, automatically they get the respect that they have to, or hindi nila kailangang
hingin
or kailangang paghirapan. Yeah. Merong kagaya ko na kapag halimbawa nalaman nila automatically na bakla ako, yun nga, minamagnify. Sasabihin ka agad. Sasabihin ka agad, ay bakla yan. And then people would actually be really interested on your life, on how you do it.
Correct.
At how you date people, di ba? These are things that go
it's
around.
It's suddenly the only thing that matters.
Di ba? But then again, you have to be patient to these people, especially yung mga tao na parang they really don't mean a thing.
Yeah. At dali ni malalapit sa atin, di ba?
Right?
Kasi for sure naman, kung totoong kaibigan at pamilaan sila, maintindihan nila tayo.
They just don't know what questions to ask. Or...
Kasi hindi naman nila pinagdaanan.
Tama. Yeah.
Kaya
so we just have to help them.
It's our responsibility.
Correct.
I think. No, wait. Ano siya? 50-50 yan.
50-50 siya.
Responsibility natin na mag-educate, pero responsibility din nila na matuto.
Yeah. It's for them to ano naman. Parang
for them to...
they do, parang we don't need to show them everything.
It requires an
sila
open mind.
Sila din yun eh. Parang,
Pero
kung sarado,
yun ang mahirap, diba? Mm-hmm. But ako, as much as possible, I let these bitches know when
when they cross the line.
Kasi, syempre, maraming tanong eh. Yung parang, siguro mamaya, when we go to dating, the stereotypes of everything, diba? Mas magandang palawakin yung mga ganitong conversation.
Yeah. I think yung next na pwede natin pag-usapan is about yung stereotypes of being in a closet, or stereotypes ng mga tago, or yung tinatawag natin paminta.
So how many of you are in the closet?
Since yun nga, parang ako yung, I think, dito sa table natin ngayon, parang where we are recording. I think, since ako yung pinaka-latest na mag-out, 2018?
Okay.
So you're out?
Yeah, I am. Parang I don't, and I really don't mind telling people na I'm not straight, or I'm not heterosexual. Like, I get attracted to anyone or whoever, kung ano man yun. Sa akin, yung being in the closet kasi was a struggle din. Kasi, hindi ko alam kung anong, parang, hala, ano kang sabihin ng tao?
Yeah.
Ito yung nararamdaman ko before, like, alam ko na siya i-proseso ngayon. Parang, sa akin lang dati, hindi ko alam kung pag sinabi ko to, anong mangyayari sa akin, anong change yung mararamdaman ko. But then, 2018 ko na-realize yung mga bagay na to, and I told someone na bisexual nga ako. Tapos 2019 ko lang talaga siya like, fully na-embrace. So I remember this one time na. This was my first time going to the X Future. Ah, sad. Wala rin to the X Future. Oh my God.
R.I.P. in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. in peace.
I love you, TXF.
So first time ko magpunta doon noong June. And then, dahil nga, curious lang ako kung ano yung feeling ng may nightlife. At kung ano yung feeling ng may nightlife na ng mga hindi straight na tao. Pumunta ako doon kasi alam ko na like
gay it's a men, safe space.
It's a safe space for people to go there, di ba? Pumunta ako. Tapos pagdating ko doon, may nakita akong klase, like kaibigan ko. Kasi hindi ko alam, tapos parang sabi ko, paano pag tinanong niya ako?
Why are you there?
Why am I there? Eh hindi naman like going parang tulad doon sa sinabi ni Gabe na hindi naman ako yung most straight passing person. Pero hindi din ako yung super feminine na person. Parang feeling ko I'm just
doon ka sa gitna.
I guess, yeah. Okay. Hindi ko alam eh. But yun,
you adapt to the situation, I guess.
Yes. So
versa.
Tara. Hindi ko po i-confirm yung mga bagay na
tinatanong. Abangan. Sa susunod.
It's yeah. A never struggle, y'all.
Hindi po struggle yan. And anyway,
hindi daw struggle.
Hindi struggle yun. Okay, tatkakatlin mo. Kaya tayo. Anyway, so yun nga. So nakita ko yung friend ko. Sabi niya, uy, Riel, anong ginagawa mo dito? Sabi ko, sabi ko, like party, gano'n. Ganto, ganyan. Tapos parang June na, June yun. Like, two years ago, 2019. Tapos sabi ko, so, ano ka? Sabi ko, sabi niya, sabi ko,
my God, that question.
Sabi ko, actually, hindi ko alam, may parang, kailangan pa ba natin isipin yun? Tapos party na kami, tontala kami. Siyempre, na-pressure ako noon eh. Na,
yeah.
So yun, parang...
He was put on a spotlight, diba?
Yeah, at that point, parang okay, parang wala na akong pake. So I guess yun yung talagang nag-out ako from the closet.
Yun yung mahirap.
Siya yung first person na nag-out ka.
Yun yung mahirap.
Vocalizing or verbalizing in public.
Yes.
Yun yung mahirap na parang na-put on the spot ka, na alam mong hindi ka pa ready or ayaw mong sagutin, pero na andun na yan. Pero pag hindi mo naman sinagot,
oo.
Diba? Tapos pag sinagot mo naman, i-deny mo. Yeah. Either i-deny mo or aminin mo.
Yeah, let's unpack that question. Sige. Ano ka? Go. Like,
ano ka?
That's really, ewan ko, first of all, like, hindi nila masabi yung bakla ka ba? Yes. Parang, it becomes a very vague question na, ano ka? Ala, ano ka? Mm-mm. Parang may shock, may
factor.
Yeah, may ganung ano, may ganung
nuances from the question.
But then again, remember yung sinabi mo ano, Austin, na it's not their fault to ask these questions.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Our assumption is they don't know.
Yeah.
Pero parang hindi pa rin nawawala yung weight nung word na
parang ang derogatory niya.
Yung word na bakla na parang hindi pa natin kaya as a society to ask people directly if bakla ka ba? Like parang kailangan
connected kasi siya.
You have to walk on eggshells to ask someone.
Favorite idiomatic expression. Favorite idiomatic expression ni walk on eggshells.
Parang kinabitan mo before, parang yung phrase na bakla ka ba? Kailangan mo kabitan ng matatamis na end.
Yeah.
Parang masugiran mo ng mas magagandang bagay.
Parang sugar-toated. Sorry, Gabe. Can I ask? Bakla ka? Parang gano'n.
I remember that episode from Gaia sa pelikula. Nagpunan, like, say it. Diba?
Yeah. Exactly.
Sinigoni yun si Paolo.
Ano ka ba? Ganyan. You do the hand gesture na parang, diba?
Is she?
Like that. Diba?
Yeah, parang gano'n ka ba?
Diba?
Ginagawa po namin yung kamay for those who...
So should we normalize...
limp wrist.
Right. Limp wrist, yes. Should we normalize this question? Coming from four queer people, is it okay if somebody would ask you, bakla ka ba?
Ako, yes. Kasi I'm out. I mean, bakla ka ba? Yes.
Same.
I mean, yes.
And what about it?
Diba?
Right. Oh. Ikaw?
Sa akin, okay din. Pero meron akong but.
What's your reservation?
My but is... if they are already comfortable with saying
if we're friends and if we're friends
yeah. Most especially dun sa situation ko, sinabi ko sa kanya dahil kaibigan ko siya eh. So yun, like I don't want to make it ambiguous for her kung ano ako kasi friend ko siya eh. Maintindihan niya ako, sigurado ako dahil nakasama ko to na matagal na panahon, so bakit ko ililimit yung knowledge niya about myself kung pwede ko.
How about Gabe?
I would agree with Riel kasi parang it's okay to ask.
There's
pero,
boundaries.
There has to be an atmosphere, a situation. There's a tone to it.
Yeah.
Parang there's a relationship with the person. Ano ba yung relationship with the person
point.
Asking?
Right.
Kasi parang like if you're a stranger on the internet.
Are you insulting me? Are you identifying myself?
Kasi nga, especially if you're not out and you're suddenly put on the spotlight to have to answer this question. Syempre, kasi nga, I think it's the problem nga din with red tagging, diba? Kasi pag in-ask ka, komunista ka ba, parang may sudden weight na doon. Parang society,
alam mo,
tinanong ka, komunista ka ba? Parang society would assume na since tinanong ka kung komunista ka ba, na komunista ka nga. Parang
involved ka doon
marami
sa activities
ng,
na yun.
Marami ng
ma-assume. Ang dami na kaagad na mga kasunod na parang ideals.
Yeah, yung pinapanganiban Paris issue. That's pretty much it, especially with ano. Pero of course, not with the same weight Siyempre, sobrang heavy na yun.
Oo naman.
Pero, I think, it's a good analogy lang.
Yung logic lang niya. Kumbaga.
Na, ano.
Yeah. Kasi, contextualizing.
Parang kapag tinanong ka nun, halimbawa, group of friends kayo, pero di mo naman close, siyempre, i-assume nung ibang strangers na, you know, parang ganun. So,
ako na. So, speaking of yun nga, being in the closet and all the stigma, ganyan, ano naman yung comment nyo on the stereotype ng mga sinasabi nila na, ah, bisexual ka, face lang yan, or, pansexual ka, it's just a face, magiging gay ka rin, o, yun.
Magiging lesbian ka din.
Magiging lesbian ka rin, kalaunan, ganyan. Ikaw, Alwin.
Lahat ng naging relationship ko, bisexual. So, I haven't had, I haven't had, a boyfriend na gay guy yet. Even.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh my God! susunod na episode na lang yun.
That's what he said, Austin. But yeah, most, all of the guys I've dated are bisexual. I'm attracted to them. I don't know why, but yeah. These are questions that I also ask to them.
Okay.
Diba? Which required me to actually learn or educate myself how bisexuality works. Mm. And hindi sa akin tinanong na although my mom asked me before, is it just a phase for you that you're a gay guy, ganyan-ganyan, or darating ba yung panahon na parang gusto mo magkaroon ng asawang babae,
mag-anak,
diba? These are very normal questions from our families. But do I believe sa ganung ideya? I have to say that maybe because all of us, we are in the process of knowing who we are.
Okay.
Diba? Mm. Parang iba kasi yun eh. Iba yung proseso ng kinikilala ko ba, bakla ba ako. Pag inialam mo yung soji mo, matagal na proseso yun. Hindi naman inasnap. Alam mo na parang ganito ako, ganito. Diba? Parang saka, kailangan mo din aralin eh. Na parang, okay, ganito pala ako. Kailangan mo din ma-experience na magmahal ng babae at lalaki para ma-identify mo yung sarili mo na bisexual ka or na attracted ka, diba?
At saka so, to each his own naman.
Tama, diba? Ayun, yun yung kakapapanigan ko na sige, paniniwalaan ko yung mga faces natin when it comes to our self-identity. But for some people naman, na parang buo na yung kung sino sila, ang hirap naman sabihin
nila. I think what Alwin means is, yung it's just a face, it doesn't apply sa mga bakla.
Correct.
Na, no, sa mga gay, sa mga bi dati na naging gay.
Oo, na ganyan.
Huwag niyo i-discredit yung pagiging bisexual niyo na parang...
Maybe dumating siya sa point bisexual siya, correct. Tapos at the same time, I really don't know. Diba? Parang kung paano niya na-experience yung mga yun na, ay, you know what, ay, 100% sure na ako gusto ko lalaki din.
Lang.
Diba? Or parang, ay, teka lang, in the middle of that sureness, biglang nasabi niya, I actually like girls too.
Correct.
Diba? Parang,
and also, hindi naman natin kailangan i-confirm.
Right, exactly.
Parang no one...
Minsan dadaan lang siya eh.
Oh, parang no one has to say na, ganito na sure na ako, ganito. Parang diba? Wala namang ganun kailangan. Parang...
Yun na nga eh. Yeah. Bakit lagi...
You can be...
Labels. Fuck the labels.
Yeah. Yun yung toxic heteronormativity.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Parang we're conforming on diba? The standards of the heteronormativity.
So, pero kung yun nga, kung halimbawa, kagaya natin, na sigurado na ako, bakla ako, parang offensive na siyang sabihin. Mm-hmm. Actually, hindi pa nga eh. Diba? Pero sa ngayon, sa period na to, sigurado ako na ito ako.
At walang mali doon.
Tama. Diba? Diba? Hmm. Pero kapag sinabi sa wait, ka lang, baka face lang naman yan. Baka pwede pang yun. Doon mo na ipapasok yung conversation sa kanya. Na parang, you know what? It, that's not true. This is who I am right now at the moment. Maybe. I think, ang swerte nating lahat dito. Kasi nandito tayo sa time na yung mga posibilidad na... Uy, pwede pala yun, ganyan.
Pwede na.
Diba? Nang imaginein mo dati, parang...
Or okay nang gawin.
Right? Parang ang absurd kung halimbawa, you meet somebody who's lesbian and gay. And then biglang, all of a sudden, they want to start a family.
At may feature pa yun sa TV show, diba?
Parang
gano'n. Diba? Palagi. Parang we trivialize these things. Parang the only way to have kids with... for gay men is to actually have a lesbian girl, woman, diba? Marry her para magkana kayo. trivialize but not normalize, diba? Mm. Na parang, you know what, maybe that's also normal, diba? Maybe that kind of thing maybe absurd for all of us, but baka hindi natin kailangang ikahon yung mga sarili natin sa kung exactly. ano correct. At paano tayo magmamahal, mamimili ng sexual partners and all.
Tama.
So,
tama.
Saka ang pagpapalaki rin naman ng pamilya, hindi naman yan limited to the natural, like,
yeah.
the sexual just reproduction. Just po
ang dami-daming bata sa ampunan exactly. na nangangailangan oh. ng mga mag-aalaga, di ba? Mag-raise sa kanila. Anong mali dun? Mm-hmm. Di ba? So, to each his own, kung paano natin gustong bumuo ng pamilya. Ayun.
So, ang request namin kay Pickers ay be open-minded.
Tama!
Tama behavior.
Tama behavior.
About you, Riel, bilang bisexual and having that moment na parang it's just a phase.
It's just a phase. Marami nang nagsabi sa akin yan, parang baka naman ano, hala mo lang.
Dapat no, sa inyo?
Oo naman. Parang sabi ko, parang honestly, ako nga tinatanong ko pa din sa baka nga face lang. Mas mataas ng attraction ko sa ano, sa lalaki as of the moment. So baka nga face lang, pero I don't want to limit myself naman kasi baka in the future mag-iba. Parang I don't want to,
'di ba?
I don't want to enclose myself or limit myself with the people who I want to
saka,
like.
Saka merong mga yun. Straight men na umaabot ng 30s bago nila nalalaman na
bakla pala totoo, sila bakla yeah. may mga yeah. anak na pala si may mga anak yeah, na sila exactly. diba
speaking oh. from ano from someone with sexual
from all the 30 something you tried
speaking from the median
from the median age of 35
diba
mayroon oh marami na akong nakaano
sila
oh, oh. exacto
diba
saka hindi rin siguro vocal yung nung pagkapanahunan nila before na maraming baklang nag-aaw.
Yeah, oh parang it's only this time that they have the privilege to, to fuck around, to
have the opportunity.
Yeah, kasi multiple partners na din, I mean, my partner.
That was a revelation, y'all!
Oy, oh my God, mayroon
akong keyword is multiple.
Parang, regarding bisexual erasure, parang I think the most prominent, prominent na perpetrators of this are gay men.
We also.
Oo. Kasi parang usually sinasabi natin na parang bi now, gay later. Parang that's such a bad insider.
Pero you have to also understand that some gay men had to do that because they are so afraid of what the people were going to say.
Yeah.
Because feeling nila, kasi parang pakiramdam natin, when we say we are bisexual, we're halfly there.
Yeah, we're half straight.
Right. So parang pakiramdam ng ibang mga tao na parang kapag sinabi ko to, the conversation will end.
Correct.
Yeah. Some people will say that. And sabi nga nating lahat dito, we don't owe these people who really, di naman talaga natin kilala para i-present talaga kung sino talaga tayo.
At ano tayo.
Kaya kung halimbawa sinabi niya yon at that very moment in his life, feeling ko wala siyang choice. Ako binibigyan ko ng, kasi I came from Tumblr, all people there back then were bi.
Sige nga, magbanggit na tayo ng mga
Ready na ako. May pangalan ako sa isip.
Oh my God, ako din. Ang dami. Di ba? Parang, kasi doon, 10 years ago, tumating ako doon sa point na parang nagkakaroon ako ng mga questions. Like, bakla ka ba? Ganyan-ganyan. Tapos parang ako, I was 15. And bakit ko naman sasabihin sa kamunduhan na bakla ako? Mm-hmm. Sino ba tong mga to? Di ba? So, the safe answer always, the safe word before, was is actually become bisexual.
Yeah. Correct. Oo nga. Naalala ko to.
Di ba?
Alam eh. Oh!
Di ba? Parang safe siya laging
safe
sabihin.
Safe word siya.
Oo. Kasi, nandun ka sa point na, sino ba to? Bakit kailangan ko magsabi sa kanila na bakla ako?
Parang, kapag sinabi mo kasing, I'm bi to a straight person. Iisipin ng straight person na
it's okay, just a phase. Babalik tayo doon.
Na parang, okay, parte ka pa rin ng mundo namin. Quote-unquote.
Na heteronormative society.
50% na sa amin ka pa rin. So medyo pwede pa kita ito.
Bro!
Parang gano'n. Yeah.
Which
is yun yung medyo
Diba? So parang, it's something, there's a lot of things to attack every now and then.
Correct.
But I like that. Yeah. That you said that.
Gusto ko yung erasure part.
Oh,
yeah. Parang yung may... Nung nag-come out kasi ako sa mom ko, that was 2017.
Tanggap ka?
Yeah, tangkap naman ako, thankfully.
Sana all. Yeah.
So that's a privilege in itself. Mm-hmm. So to be accepted by family and friends,
mm-hmm.
na ano, that you're not straight. So that time, so yun, tinanggap naman ako ng mom ko. Pero one thing that struck me is parang a year later, kasi nagkaroon ako ng boyfriend, tapos pinakilala ko, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos parang sabi niya, yung parang response niya dun sa pagpapakilala ko ng boyfriend ko, or parang na-mention ko ata na may jowa na ako, ganyan. Tapos sabi niya parang, ah, bakla ka na pala talaga. Parang that really struck me, na parang,
that was
ah, okay.
The
parang,
real confirmation for her.
Nag-take ka na pala
yeah.
ng oath. Ganun.
Yeah. Parang ganun, parang naisip ko na parang, ah, okay.
May
so
license.
Parang
so hindi ka naniniwala na bakla ako dati.
Parang yeah, parang I think she assumed na back in 2017 nung nag-come out ako sa kanya na parang okay, maybe it's just
may
a phase. Maybe
so,
parang bakla ka in theory.
Pero
not in
practice.
Exactly.
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 Yung intro mo next episode. Bakla in theory. But not in practice.
Kaya tapos nung nagkaroon ng jowa, ng actual boyfriend, parang yun yung sinabi niya na parang bakla ka na pala talaga. So parang it really struck me, parang there's a lot of layers to it na ayun, na parang hindi, na parang may, I think may layers of acceptance din kasi yung family
it's
and friends
na. It's also a process.
So, parang yung coming out process, parang hindi lang siya for us. Parang it's also for our family and friends. Parang they also have to take it in
baby steps.
Yeah, steps by steps.
Pero bilang selfish kong tao. Charot. Parang gusto kong mag-come out for myself din. For my own liberation.
I love that because I did that.
'Di ba? Parang
same.
Wala na akong paki sa inyo. Gusto kong mag-come out ganyan. Like gusto kong aminin sarili ko na ganito ako ganyan.
Yeah. Kasi ang laki ng weight na matatanggal sa iyo.
Oo, pare.
'Di ba? Tapos parang dumating ako when I came out also, sabi ko, bakla ako, it was really a long conversation, although halata naman talaga, alam naman talaga. But then again, the confirmation is actually something na parang thorn sa akin na
nabubunot.
At the same time, my parents became really more accepting. It was the gap between us in the relationship kasi paano mag-i-interact ang tao sa'yo kung hindi ka naman talaga niya totoong
kilala.
Diba? So, that was my intention when I had the conversation. And, ayun, slowly natatanggap nila that I'm in a relationship, I'm dating, ganyan. The way I express myself, it's...
Ah, so isi-share ko lang. Parang nag-come out ako to my mom 2014. Well, obviously, being raised in a Filipino-Chinese household. Actually, Chinese nga eh. Like, wala kaming Filipino blood. Hindi niya ako tanggap. So, parang, ako naman, bilang, sabi ko, once na mag-out ako sa family ko, yun na yung final straw ko. Yun na yung final acceptance ko, or yung final liberation ko na parang,
whatever your reception
bahala,
is.
Correct. Sige. Bahala na kayo sa buhay niyo, ganyan. So, nung nag-come out ako, di ako tinanggap, yun na yung nagiging, ano ko, nagiging, tawag ito, relationship ko with my mom, na parang, bahala ka, ganun. Tapos, tulad nyo yun, nagpo-post na ako ng boyfriend pictures with my ex, si Earl. Nag-IG story ako, ganyan. Nagpo-post ako sa Facebook.
Na nakita nila.
Nakita nila ng cousins ko, ng tintas ko, ganyan. So, ko, okay na, bahala kayo. Tanggapin
it's
ako
hindi. It's for my peace.
For my
baga,
own, ano
I
yun.
I love that.
Correct.
Sometimes we have to be selfish.
Oo. Sa context na to, ah.
Right. Kasi bakit? I mean, hindi masasaya tayo. We're
saka,
going to live a very simple life.
Tsaka Alvin, we don't owe them
right.
Our lives. Diba?
Tama. Na parang,
we have to live on our own.
You don't care
yeah.
Who I post.
Kumbaga, magpasalamat kayong mga straight na hindi nyo kailangan mag-out.
Tama.
Oo. It's their privilege,
like,
diba?
Hello?
Bakit? Actually, guys, straight ako eh. Isipin mo ganun.
Isipin mo yung buong pamilya nyo bakla tapos ikaw lang yung straight. Ano mararamdaman?
Right.
Oh my God, may librong ganun. Diba?
Gandang ano, parang it's why do we have Black Lives Matter but we don't have White Lives Matter? Something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ayun. White Lives Matter pala.
So, to summarize what we talked about, yun nga, from sexual awakening, from yung comments namin on being raised sa heteronormative home, yung mga binanggit ni Alwin and Gabe na points on bisexual erasure, yun.
And the stereotypes in general.
Yeah. Yun lang. Sana mga kapickers, meron kayong napulot na lessons.
Yeah.
Lessons? meron kayong napulot na ideas, opinions from us.
Or on how to approach the people who will ask us these questions again, yes. Diba? So, Alwin, ikaw, do you have any takeaways that you want to share with our pickers?
Alright, so for everyone, I guess, is for us to understand and also accept that unlearning is also true as much as learning.
Correct.
That sometimes kung ano yung mga alam natin dati might not be applicable now to this time. And there are also things naman that we are now accepting as truths. Diba? Na, this is the reality of living as queer people here. Not just here in the Philippines, but everywhere.
And
diba?
Who knows, 10 years from now, mag-iiba ulit yung...
Who knows, diba? Uh-oh. But we have to have that open mind when it comes to gender fluidity.
Kasi bottom line, at ito yung takeaway ko, buhay namin to, charot. Hindi
totoo
nyo to buhay.
Kasi.
I mean,
yes.
Tao lang din tayong lahat na, hello, we're making ends meet, ganun. Kaya kami nagpo-podcast, charot. The Candyman, Globe Studios, charot. Pero, di ba, I mean, punot dulo na lahat. Lahat tayo may gender identity. Lahat tayo may soji. Mm-hmm. So, hindi tayo dapat magbabaan or mag-judge or whatever. Be ourselves na, like, kung may buhay yung tao, eh, hiya mo siya.
Live unapologetically.
Yes. I agree. So, dahil nga, I agree. Sa akin naman, same nung kay Aldo, kay Austin, na parang, live your life. Like, for us queer people, na just live our lives the way we want it. Kasi, to be honest, di naman natin din inow sa ibang tao na ipanganak tayo.
Correct.
Diba?
True.
So, parang, here, eto, parang we're just making out, parang making out, we're just making,
ends meet, charot.
Hindi, making the most out of life, diba? So, yun. That's for me. How about you, Gabe?
I think, yeah, I would agree with everyone that we have to live our lives. Especially in a society, in a political climate where, gay lives, trans lives are being killed. Ebeng Mayor was just killed. So I think in a time where that still happens, where trans people are still killed, we have to live unapologetically and we have to still continue fighting for our rights.
Correct.
Educating the close people to us, syempre. And of course, just ano, syempre, bringing down capitalism and patriarchy, of course. Kasi sila pa rin naman yung punot dulo ng discrimination.
Correct.
Gender discrimination and sexual discrimination.
And to add to what Gabe said, if privileged enough kayo to have a voice, use that voice well.
Raise that.
To let, use your clout.
Use your clout. Correct.
Exactly.
Diba? So sa mga followers... So yun, parang tulad itong podcast, privileged kami enough to have been able to record and talk about this topic on LGBT stuff. Yun, so sana magawa nyo rin siya in your own ways, on your own small
ways. And
then,
on your own taste.
At dahil dyan,
thank you very much for listening to episode 7 of Pick a Struggle with Alwin and Gabe. Thank you, Alwin and Gabe, for
thank you.
Joining
thank
us
you.
For this episode.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. So, thank you for listening again to
Pick a
Struggle.
Yeah.
Okay lang. Never mind.
Isama mo na yun.
Kasama ko to.
Delete
okay.
mo na.
Okay.